The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Welcome back. I am Molly Smith, your host. I want to remind you all that our program is available for download. You can do so by going to our website, fromthemedian.org. Listeners, as always, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you with us. We've got a brand new guest joining me right now and very exciting developments on From the Median radio program. Jerry Serino is here with me, and he is going to actually tell you a little bit about himself. But I'm going to, before we get to that point, I'm going to tell you that Jerry is coming onto the program to help me a little bit with the From the Median radio program. We'll talk more about that as we get into the interview. He's also going to highlight a presentation that he's going to be giving at Kent State University, as well as his own podcast. Jerry has a podcast that he airs every once a week, and he's going to talk a little bit about that. Jerry and I have been friends for probably a good, I'd say five or six years now. But without any further ado, Jerry Serino, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Molly, for having me on. I appreciate it. And just so everyone knows, I'm Jerry Serino Jr. I am not the Ohio State Senator. That just always like to make that clear, because people have told us we sound alike. We don't look all that much alike, but we definitely sound alike. And so, you know, I always like to make sure that that's known, because, you know, what I say is, you know, my thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. And I'm pretty certain my dad probably agrees with almost everything. But I like to separate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that's always important. Yeah. And I think we've probably known each other for, you know, 5 or 6 years or so. I asked to volunteer on the Bringing America Back to Life committee, and have been doing that now for, you know, for 5 or 6 years, and it's been really fantastic. And actually, you know, you were a big part in me deciding 3 years ago to start my own podcast and talk about primarily pro-life issues, but a lot of conservative issues, because really almost every issue we're talking about today mm-hmm. is a life issue. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing. So we can talk about just about everything. And again, it has to do with life. So, yeah, so I'm excited to be, you know, kind of working with you and helping out a little bit with some of the interviews on your program. It's really a great show that you have, and I'm really excited.
Absolutely, Jerry. And you know, the interesting thing is that your dad, Senator Jerry Serino, has been has been part mm-hmm. of the Cleveland Right to Life for probably a good 10 years now, and came on board probably about 10 years ago. And then when he got very busy with his Senate work, he resigned so that he could really focus on the Senate work that he was doing. But he's such an incredibly good and solid support for us in so much mm-hmm. that we do. But so it's such an honor to have you as his, you know, his son here with me and helping me with the radio program now. Folks, I'm not going anywhere, but I do need some help with this because it's sort of expanding and getting bigger and bigger. And so Jerry has very kindly said he will come and help me do some of the interviews. And, who knows? He will probably take over as the most popular host on From the Median, which means that I can then retire. It'll be long.
Well, hopefully you don't go anywhere, Molly.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, absolutely. And as people know, and I don't know whether the listeners know this, but I have also retired from the board of Cleveland Right to Life. I was president of the board. Janine Jones is now president. I'm going to have her come on the program and do a little introduction with her as well. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. In fact, the board has made me an emeritus, president emeritus. So I'll be around for advice, etc. cetera, and of course still be doing the radio program at least for another little while. So Jerry, let's talk about you. Let's talk about you started a podcast. Now I'm absolutely fascinated with people who can do that. I am such a ditz when it comes to those parts of the program that, you know, luckily I have my husband in the background who's always been helping me, but then, and the wonderful radio Salem radio station who helps a lot with all that we do. But tell us how you did that. You came into this because you wanted to do, you wanted to talk more about the issues that we are facing. And oh my goodness, we're facing so many issues right now. Your podcast is called what?
It's the podcast is called Fides Podcast. It's FIDES. That's a Latin, Fides is Latin for faith, knowledge, truth, you know, and lots of words have, you know, sort of multiple meanings. And I started it just over 3 years ago, actually during COVID, when things just shut down and there wasn't a whole lot going on. And I'll be honest, I didn't know anything about podcasts. Someone had just somewhat recently at that time, you know, showed me how to find podcasts on my phone on the app. You know, I didn't listen to any. And just because there was really not a lot going on for a handful of months, I just went to YouTube, to be honest. And I said, what do you do? What equipment do you need? How do you make a podcast? I had no clue. And I just listened to that stuff and read stuff from people and just slowly kind of started. And in reality, once you kind of know what you're doing, it's fairly, I don't want to say it's easy because it takes time and effort and stuff, but it ultimately is fairly easy once you do it. And I was worried at the beginning. When I started it, I had like three guests in mind, one of which was my dad. The other was Pastor Walter Moss that we both know.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I was like, okay, how do I get guests? You know, who else can I do? And I just said, oh, well, it'll happen. And before I knew it, I had so many guest interviews that when I recorded, I was doing two a week. When I'd record somebody, it would be like 2 months before their episode would be released.
Wow.
And just people just, it was amazing. And I had no idea. And some people I'd get on, I'd be thinking, why would this person want to come on my little show? But it was because these are on these issues that we talk about. People are so passionate about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they're invited to come and talk, they will come on, even a small little show like mine. Yeah. And I've just been, you know, I do it on the side. It's a side thing. And, you know, sometimes it slows down just based upon life being busy.
Jerry, you get busy. You've still got a full-time job. You've still got a full family. You're doing all of that kind of stuff. How did you, how do you fit it all in? You know, do you decide some weeks that you're not going to do it, or is it that you are very regular on? I mean, you mentioned at the beginning that you've got enough to keep you going a couple of weeks out. So it doesn't really mean that you have to do a podcast every single week, because you've obviously got some in the hopper, sort of, so to speak. Correct?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of do it when I can. I've had to, you know, reschedule, and people, you know, guests have had to reschedule for same reasons as me. Sometimes last minute, I kind of just do them, you know, whenever I can. Okay. It's 30 minutes, so it doesn't take all that long. And then as far as producing it and stuff like that, it doesn't take much time either, but I can kind of do it a few minutes here, a few minutes there. I've done stuff sitting in the car at, you know, my kids' basketball practices and stuff like that. You just kind of find the time.
Find the time. Yeah.
Yeah, you just do. And you know, now I have, you know, so many guests that I've had on, I'm actually, you know, asking them to come on and do it, you know, on interviews on your show with me now that we're kind of, you know, doing this together.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing. And that's probably what I'll focus on. Is that because it's at the end of the day, it's really just about the message.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that's a great thing. So, and it's what it's going to do, listeners, which is, you know, just so that you all know, what it's going to do is expand the From the Medium program, which is a phenomenal. I mean, already we've got the most interesting guests, but it's going to make it so that we will constantly be having new guests on this, with Jerry coming on the show too. So we've sort of joining forces and making it a stronger, better program all around. Jerry, you mentioned that, you know, to me before we started the program, that you've got an event that's coming up where you will be speaking. So anybody in the region who wants to go and meet Jerry, please go to this. He's going to talk about it now, tell you where to go, tell you what it's all about. But if you have an opportunity, please do go and meet Jerry at where he's giving this presentation. Give us.
Yeah. Thanks. So this is actually my second year in a row at Kent State University. I was invited by the Students for Life chapter of Kent State University, a young woman named Linnea. She actually started it at that location. And so I spoke to them last year, and I'm speaking with them again on April 18th. It's a Thursday at 6 p.m. In the Student Center. And if you go to Kent State Students for Life on any social media, you can get all the specifics. But it's the 18th, April 18th at 6 p.m. And I have a PowerPoint essentially that I use, and I basically, the title of the talk is Exposing the Lies of the Left in regards to abortion. And I just kind of go through and really address and tackle all of the sort of issues that the pro-choicers put forward. And, you know, what I like about this and want to do, and I know certainly it's what you do, and, you know, groups like Students for Life and Live Action and so many others, is that, you know, I look at these students. I mean, I have college students. I have a son who goes to Kent State actually. And you know, these kids have been lied to their whole life. Mm-hmm. And the people that are surrounding them, their professors, are overwhelmingly left-leaning. And they have, it's not even just that they have been told something that's an opinion, and that's what, they have been lied to.
Exactly.
And so I focus on, you know, saying, look, I'm here to expose the lies, and then ask yourself and ask the professors, or anyone that influences you, ask them why they lied to you.
Yeah.
Right. And because there's a reason they lied, because the truth hurts.
That's right.
You know, so we go. So when I did it a year ago, and I'd love for more people to come, even if you don't go to Kent State, you're welcome to come. But in reality, you know, people, I was a little worried because when I did it at Kent State, I've done it at a number of other colleges as well since then. I was worried because it was my first one, and I'm thinking, you know, what's going to go on? People were fantastic, mm-hmm. to their credit. They were very cordial. They were very respectful. They had lots of questions. They challenged me. But they were very respectful, and I was appreciative. There were a lot of people there. I was shocked. I was worried no one would show up first. You know, that was my first worry. But it went really well. And look, I don't expect to necessarily change someone's mind right then and there. I get it. But if it puts a little something in them that at some point in their life, you know, they turn around, mm-hmm. that's all I hope. And that's, you know, what you do. And that's what we do with the Bringing America Back to Life, is to hopefully touch someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because every single year, Jerry, as you know, I mean, you hear all the feedback that we get. It definitely does. What we are doing is definitely cutting through the noise, I think, in many ways. And it's giving people an opportunity to hear, which, and sometimes for the first time, to hear something different, to be challenged, because nobody's challenging, and particularly in higher education. In fact, in education, there's a lot of problems there because they've stopped the challenging. They've stopped the discussions. They've, you know, unless you think my way, you may not speak. And that's a problem.
It's a huge problem. I mean, people can't speak up anywhere. And that's why, you know, what I said at the beginning, how you know, everything seems to be a life issue anymore, mm-hmm. right? Because even the issues of censorship that we faced today and we faced during COVID, which was, I mean, I was censored, just little old me. Yeah. I had my YouTube page twice suspended because I just talked about the vaccine. I don't care what you think about the vaccine. You could like it, not want it or not, whatever. That's your business. I just would talk about it. Little old me with, you know, and they censored me for talking about it. And ultimately, you know, whether or not you get the vaccine and stuff is a life issue, actually.
Of course, people should.
You know, people should be able to talk about it. That's the whole thing. You can't censor people. And so, you know, everything is a life issue. Yep. Every issue.
Yep. Yep. You're absolutely right. And this is the problem that we're facing right now. And I think that's why it's so important that we do what we do. We need to speak the truth. And even if you do, you know, occasionally bump up against this, I have to tell you that our programs be censored as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to see how invasive these what do they call them? Where they track the words that you're using, etc. Algorithms are. It's incredible. However, we are still managing to get through it, and I think that's the most important thing that we can do is to just keep on fighting the fight. Because if we don't, we might as well just, you know, put our wrists out and say, yeah, take me. it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, a very good friend of mine, a colleague and fellow worker in the personal alliance movement. Everybody will recognize the name. He's somebody that was one of the 10 prayer warriors that was arrested. And has been mm-hmm. charged and is going to probably go to jail just for praying outside of an abortion facility. Right. And Paul Vaughan is the most amazing guy. I mean, we heard Mark Hauck at the convention, but Paul Vaughan has done this, is facing exactly the same thing, except that he has been charged and he is going to, his sentencing comes down in the middle of July, I think. But in the meantime, you know, he's got 11 children. All he did was go there and pray. That's all. So we are facing the most unbelievable challenges right now. So it's so good to see somebody like you. Honestly, Jerry, you know, you've got a family, you're busy, you're doing this, but you are taking it on. And I think that's what's going to win the day for us.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a fight that will never end. Even if here in Ohio, if we did win, the vote, you know, just a few months ago, the amendment, even if we did win, it wouldn't be like, hey, let's go home.
No,
we all knew that. So the fight will never end. I wish it would. And you know, it's scary to think what would happen if people didn't fight back. What the left, and it is the left, it's the left, you know, left leaning people who are pushing these agendas at every level. What they're doing outside of abortion, I mean, what they're doing to children with all the transgender stuff is, you know,
horrific.
So evil and sick and perverted. And, you know, who would have thought that we would have to fight to not allow children to have body parts cut off,
exactly.
Right?
Honestly, I just read just before we came on the program, a headline popped up about the fact that the left is now encouraging parents whose children identify in their sort of, you know, 11, 12 year olds, to go quickly, if they're identifying as transgender, to go quickly and get all the treatments done, because they've just had a huge report that's been put out by the medical associations. And, it's a medical report that says that the children, you know, 92% of the time or something grow out of this. So you need to go quickly and get,
too.
Oh my goodness. You know, are we living down the rabbit hole? Really?
Right. Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, as you said about, you know, being arrested for just praying outside an abortion clinic, you see this in Canada where it's they're trying to, and maybe even have successfully stop the parent from, you know, if they don't accept their transgender child and let them do what they want, they're considering that child abuse and they're going to take the child away. You know, so they're going to basically, as you said, it's their way or you're going to jail.
Yep.
Right. No matter what. And, you know, Canada, again, I love Canada in so many ways, but they're a step or two further than we are. So if we want to see where things are going, as bad as they are here,
look to Canada. Yeah.
You look to Canada with euthanasia. I mean, it is an attack on life, and it's an attack on goodness and truth, and it's good versus evil.
Absolutely. You know, and I look at this all, the transgender movement is the, it's almost, I was talking to a group of people just recently about, you know, this whole idea was asked to make some comments, you know, as I'm retiring. And it's the diabolical actions that are taking place right now for me, when you look at the fact that the only, you know, Lucifer, who is the devil, the diabolical act comes from Lucifer. The only thing that Lucifer was unable to do, and that was create life, human life. And now you look at what he is trying to do. Even the born, those that are born, that have escaped the abortion, you know, knife, so to speak. We are now going to, now we're taking these young people and literally pretty well annihilating them, because you're cutting off parts, you're doing all kinds of dreadful stuff, you're turning them into the most sad human beings. It's horrible to see what's happening. So we have to push back. We absolutely must push back. And I think, you know, I'm so appreciative of you doing what you did 3 years ago. You know, Jerry, would you say that, you know, as much as we didn't understand what the COVID, the whole shutdown thing, which was such a scam, but when they shut everything down, look at how many good things have come out of that, though.
Yeah.
Look at how many good things came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to say that, but yes, I think, because it was a very dark time.
Yeah.
And we're a lot of things are being revealed. And, you know, I don't expect the people who wanted all that craziness to ever really admit it, but hopefully people see the craziness of what happened there with COVID.
Yep, absolutely. But you know, that's where we suddenly got a look into what was going on in the schools. I mean, it was during the shutdown when mm-hmm. parents suddenly got a look into see what their children were getting on their iPads, etc. And right. Suddenly you saw, I mean, huge number of parents pulling their kids out of public school systems, even Catholic school systems or Christian school systems, you know, right. We're getting drawn, you know, going down that avenue as well. So the whole pushback of parents happened as a result of COVID, the COVID shutdowns. So I look at all of this and I go, you know, God's, if we turn to God in those times, and I think so many of us did, He reveals, you know, he'll reveal as to what, and you know, you mentioned earlier on about the amendment and the fact that we lost that amendment. I keep looking for it and I keep seeing glimmers of light everywhere because we've lost it. It, as you said, it wouldn't have ended the fact that we would have to continue to fight. We would have continued to fight, and maybe it's making it easier for us now to fight. We can, my vignette this week, is going to be on the fact that everything we said about that amendment is coming true. You know, they are going to push and push and push until there is absolutely no laws whatsoever when it comes to abortion. And that is not what people voted for. That is not mm-hmm. what they voted for.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really good point.
Yeah. So once again, before we end, I want to make sure that we get in where you are going to be on the 18th of April. Give us the details again, Jerry Serino Jr. I'll say Jerry Serino Jr. just to make sure we don't get mixed up, because but once Jerry comes on a regular basis, you'll know that it's not the senator, it's the son. So
So April 18th at Kent State University in the Student Center. And at 6 p.m., anyone is welcome, not just students. I'll have a presentation for about 40 minutes or so, and then I'll take any question from anyone for as long as they're willing to sit there and ask the questions. Nothing is off the table. And So I'd love for everyone to come who wants to, even if you're not a student. And if you can't, encourage someone to come. Just looking for good dialogue and hopefully change one person's mind.
Absolutely. Jerry, Serena, thank you so much. And looking forward to working with you as we go forward. This is wonderful. Great way to introduce you, with you being able to say, you can come and meet me. If you go and meet Jerry, go to Kent State University. Again, it's April the 18th, 6 p.m., Students for Life in the Student Center. Thank you. God bless you lots, Jerry. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Molly.
Bye. Thank you all for joining me this evening. As I say good night and God bless each and every one of you, I'd like to close with the words of the Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. There may be times when we are powerless to prevent injustice, but there must never be a time when we fail to protest.
From the Median is listener supported. Visit our website, fromthemedian.org, for further information or to make a donation to continue to make this radio program possible. Email us, radionews@fromthemedian.org. Or call 440-668-4049. Through our fromthemedian.org website, you can download this or previous programs for your listening pleasure, or sign up to receive our weekly preview of upcoming guest interviews. Tune in every weeknight at the same time to listen to another great interview on From the Median, as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life.
This program has been sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.